Blog Talk Radio.
Kings and queens out there, and welcome to another exciting episode of Trivia Thursday. We got to try and keep our black card. It's Black Card Revoke Edition.
Mm-hmm. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody. The time to fly it on by. Get your brains ready. It's time for some trivia. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Queen Rich Sister.
Good morning, everyone, on this Trivia Thursday. Don't get your black card revoked.
Okay. Yep, don't get your black card revoked. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, Queen Laker Girl, and good morning to my fellow queens, and good morning, kings out there. And rise and shine, everyone. Call in to play Trivia Thursday with the queens. We're doing Black Card Revoked. You know it's going to be the bomb. It's going to be a lot of fun. So call in, y'all.
Yes, that's right, y'all. Black Card Revoked. We're going to get into that. But first, we always get into some music. Cool and the Gang is our featured group this morning, our three play. And, hope he can get into it because my stuff is buffering right now. I don't know why. It always happens right before this shit starts. I mean, before the show starts. It's so weird. I don't know. Like you said, these iPads, if they not getting this new update, it's a wrap. So I got so much stuff on here. I need to download it and relieve some space. All right, Cool and the Gang is up there. I got my Bluetooth on. I am so tired. I am like,
oh God,
extremely tired. Oh my, come on, Cool and, come on, iTunes.
I know the feeling. I'm exhausted. And then I gotta go to work after this.
Wow. Girl. You do it. I can't. I was up late last night. Okay. Here you go. Summer Madness is definitely on there. All right, y'all. Let's get into let's start off with okay, Get Down on It. I love that one. That was on there. Let's start off with Get Down, Ladies Night. Wow. This shit is really sucking. Like, this iTunes, not, hold on, let me try it again.
I wish we could do karaoke over the radio. That would be so much fun.
Do what?
Karaoke.
Karaoke. If you say karaoke, Oh, gosh.
Yes.
I have a karaoke.
Are you kidding?
I love karaoke.
Should I? I'd break everybody's eardrums. That would happen.
It would be so much fun, though. I agree with you, Delilah. All right, let's
okay.
see if this works. Oh, my God. Oh, there you go. Let me turn on my Bluetooth.
What a night.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I almost fell back to sleep, y'all.
You. Get your back up off the wall. standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take the test? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, 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 you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. As you move across the floor, get down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. If you really want it. Get down on it. You gotta feel it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Come on in. Down. What you gonna do? Get your back up off the wall. Dang, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dang, come on. Get down on it. Come on in. Get down on if it. If you really want it. Get down on it. You gotta feel it. Get down on get it. Down on get it. Down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. While you're dancing. Get down on get it. Get down on it.
welcome, welcome back. I don't think I'm going live. I'm just too tired. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. It is hot. I mean, it is Trivia Thursday on Queens in the Morning, and we are playing Black Card Revoke. Black Card Revoke, y'all. Join us. Call in. The number is 515-605-9376 or log into thejkingnetwork.com on Blog Talk Radio, and you could join us there as well. I'm not going to go live today. We are playing Black Card Revoke, so let me see. We do have left on here, ladies. I know that Delia is down to 3 points. Let me get to my list. Here we go. Gary is also down. You're 3 points away from losing your black card. I don't think you want to. All right, so we look like we may have enough to last for today. If so, we may finish this today, and we can move on to our other games that we're going to be playing. Damn Gina, that's going to be good. So. Damn Gina, yeah, that should be a lot of fun. And Sanctified, Church and Sanctified. Those should be good. We have left. Let me see. I hope I didn't mix them up. Yeah, I thought I separated them. We have, okay, so I have One Mama left. I have some dating. I have life, music. Music, television. Yeah, so music and family. So family, television, and music and culture is all we have left. Oh, history. We do have one history left, too.
Okay.
So let me get this out. All right. We are going to start this morning with Queen Zoila. I wrote down, started with Georgia Brown. I mean, with Westman. So we'll start with you this time, Zoila. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm going to take
You're going to take culture? Okay.
Let's see where.
All right, let's get the culture one up. Whew. Music, family. Where the culture? Okay, here we go. What is the one thing that we don't believe speaking ill of? Is it A, someone's kids? B, the church? C, the disabled, or D, the dead? Which of these one thing that we don't believe speaking ill of?
Okay, because it said one thing, I'm going to go with the dead. Don't speak ill of the dead.
It is debatable. What do you think? Queen Georgia Brown Sugar. I'm so sleepy. Applause. Let me get the applause. Oh, she probably fell asleep like me. David's sister.
Well, I'll go with that too, of the dead.
Dead, okay. Delia, what do you say? What is
And I said the dead as well.
Okay, so the majority wins. Yeah, I would say all of them, though. You know, all of them would be, I mean, but it did, like you said, was the one thing. It said one, so you don't get to get all, it's one. However, it is a debatable situation, and it is by majority. So the majority rules that everyone said the dead, and so you don't lose any. You don't
lose. Well, thank you. Yes, that feels great. what I was going to say is don't speak ill of the dead. that did not stop nobody from talking about Queen Elizabeth II, I swear. I'm like, whatever happened to don't speak ill of the dead?
Yeah, that is true.
Because she could have did a lot of things. You know, she did some good things, but hell, she did a lot of bad. All them countries.
Yeah, I don't deny any of that. I'm just like, you know, a lot of people didn't care about respect or anything else. You know, it's just.
My mama said, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. So
don't say nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Look at her. She ain't even in my hemisphere. Okay. All right. Delia, Queen Delia, what category? We have culture. We have history. We have one mama left, I think, yeah. We got dating and television, family, and one, and like I said, one history.
I'll do culture.
Culture, okay. Yeah, this is my hand. This is the last culture, too, by the way. Let me see. We have one life. No culture. Y'all leaving television and music, and those are absolute questions. So just, well, majority of them are. All right, so let's see. Okay, here's the culture. We got two of those left. All right. Or actually three. Four. Okay, four of them. Two lives left. All right, so
yeah,
culture. What do black folks do with that drawer at the bottom of the stove? And do you make it a snack jar, A, as A, make it a snack jar, B, use it to keep food warm, C, make it a junk jar, or D, use it to store pots and pans?
Yeah, it's not pots and pans, but it's baking sheets that you store down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say D.
You say D, okay. It is debatable, it is, so it's based off a majority rule. What do you say, Georgia Brown Sugar?
D, but, yeah, it is a warming drawer, but, you know, we use it as pots and pans.
Wow. Mm. I'm going to tell you this. I did not know it was a warming drawer. We use it for pots and pans in our household. What do you say, Zoila?
Pots and pans storage.
Okay.
You know, that's what's in the bottom. So always in my house.
I didn't know it was a warm indoor. And Rich Sister, what did you guys do? Majority rules, so Delia is most likely going to keep this. But what do you think, Rich Sister?
Since you said this is the drawer mm-hmm. under the stove.
At the bottom of the stove, under the oven.
At the bottom of your stove.
Okay.
It's either A, make it a snack drawer, use it to keep food warm, C, make it a junk drawer, or use it to store pots and pans.
Well, I'll just go with the majority.
Okay, yeah, pots
and
pans.
Pans, but
yeah. Is that what y'all used it for in your household, or you used it for something else?
Well, I'm just going with the majority, but yeah, I mean the drawer under the oven. I mean that.
Because they didn't put broiling meat. Because that's what I use it for the most.
Because we actually used it to, but,
Yeah,
actually used it, but we would not for no pots and pans, but that's not what we used it for, but, I'm just going with the majority.
Yeah, I think
if they didn't use it for its purpose, that's why I'm guessing then. I mean, it makes sense. Pots and pans make sense. So So you have it right under there to put on top of the stove. So, you know.
Some of the stoves, you know, came with just a drawer, like, you know, for warming and for pots and pans and so forth that's on this list. And most of them came with the broiler under there. You're right. Mm-hmm. You know, most.
Because, see, that's what we had. We had the broiler.
Yeah.
Right.
We had the broiler. So we used it sometimes for its purpose.
Yeah.
But if I have to think of another reason why people would use it around the oven, I would guess pots and pans. You grab your pot, put it right there on the top of the stove. So, you know.
Mostly the tops to the pans could fit under there, you know, or small.
Yeah, because we had a broiler. We had a broiler, so, you know.
There were some instances where mine would be a broiler, I remember growing up, but I remember when I had my own apartment, it was just a drawer under it. That's why I said to Gab, I didn't know that it was used for warming, for keeping your food
mm-hmm.
warm. But, yeah. Mhm. So, okay. Well, that was debatable. Majority wins, and so Zoila, you are still at 5 points. All right.
And Zoila's still at 3 because that was my question.
Oh, that was your question? My bad. I do have you right here, Julia, number 2. Okay, up next is Georgia Brown Sugar. We have Culture. We have Mama, History, Life, Dating, Television, and Music.
I'm going to try dating.
Okay. We got on a dating thing. All right, we got 2 dating. What's something that people say when they are cheating? A, it ain't even like that. B, you went through my phone? C, wow. D, you going to trust me or not? Oh, I thought
that could
be
all of the above.
Okay.
In rapid succession. In rapid succession, because you know the eyes get big. What? Wow.
Yep.
And you know.
It ain't even like that.
Okay. what you say, Georgia Brown Sugar? I mean, Rich Sister. What's something that people say?
All of the above and more. I'm surprised. I'm surprised they left out was me.
Okay, because I was looking for that one.
Where is that one? I was looking for that one.
You'd be in there all day long. It wasn't me.
Nope.
You crazy.
She's just my friend.
She's just my friend.
All right.
That's hilarious.
I still like Eddie Murphy's line, who you gonna believe, me or your lying eyes?
Okay. Yeah, it's all of the above. It's all of the above. Zoila, you agree or you think it's different?
No, I agree. It's all of the above.
All right, Gab keeps her points here. Okay, Rich Sister, you up next. We have Life, Television, 1 History, 1 Mama, 3 Cultures, and Television and Music. A lot of those. And 1 Dating.
I'll do Life.
Okay, Life it is. All right. If you didn't play this game, I think we did this one. Let me get that one out of there. All right, here you go. You don't know what it means to struggle if you never. No, we did that one. So we don't have any more Life, my bad. Let me get those out. Choose another category.
Okay, so what are the choices again then?
Sure. We have Culture, Dating, Mama, History, Television, Music, and that's it. And Family. We do have Family.
I'll go with Family. I'll go with Family.
Family, okay, got it. I was trying to find it. It was one in here deep. Okay, there's a few of them. Let me pull them out. All right. So these are all family. All right. All right. So the question is, at every family gathering, there's always a room with blank. A, somebody's uncle sitting by himself. B, nothing but coats on the bed. C, bad little kids in it. D, a baby sleeping on the bed.
I would say and that's every family gathering, right?
It says
that's what it said, right?
At every family gathering, there's always a room with blank. A, somebody's uncle sitting by himself, by himself. B, nothing but coats on the bed. C, bad little kids in it. Or D, a baby sleeping on the bed.
Okay. I'm going to go with all the above.
Mm-hmm. It is debatable. Delia said bad kids. What you say, Georgia Brown Sugar?
I didn't say bad kids.
Oh, well, I got to see some text up. Oh, coats on the bed.
Coats on the bed,
yeah.
I'm going to say all of the above, including the badass kids.
Zoila, what you say, Zoila? Oh, my gosh. Some kids.
Well, I will say back in the 70s, everybody had their coat piled on somebody's bed in the bedroom. Everybody. But there was also a room for the kids because the kids can't be up there getting grown folks' business while they're drinking and talking and smoking. So I'm going to have to say all of the above, you know, it's a mix.
Yep. Correct. All of the above. All the above. Yep, I agree.
Baby, the baby's kids in their room.
It was hard to just pick one of those.
Yeah.
So I couldn't just think of just one of those. Because definitely
the only reason I didn't say all of the above was because I didn't agree with the uncle sitting in the room alone. The other three I did agree with. So that's the only reason why the first thing that popped in my head was the coats on the bed. And then when you said baby sleeping, that was another one that I know happens. The baby on the bed and the bad kids. But I don't think I ever experienced the uncle in the room by himself. That's the only one I didn't agree with.
You're right.
Yeah.
I don't think
because that's the one I've experienced. In fact, I'm like you really, Delia. Have I ever seen that personally myself? But I just still couldn't choose just one.
Yeah.
Because definitely the coats and the bad kids, the baby.
Yep. All three of them.
See, the uncle would be the least, because usually all the adults usually are together. Maybe somebody experienced that, maybe. But I'm really with you. I personally didn't see it, but I still just couldn't go with just one.
Because
definitely the other ones I've seen.
Right. If they would have said uncle in the room by himself smoking weed, then yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. He back there getting high. That's all. He's smoking weed.
Yeah, back smoking weed. Yeah, I can see that. But you're right, the uncle situation.
But yeah, just by himself for no reason.
Yeah.
Right.
He watching TV, and still then, you know, he'll be with most of the adults. But I agree with you. So, and you of course, you are good to go. All right. On the debatable ones, on the majority rules, we don't get claps or, you know, really womps unless you really just lose the disagreement or the majority rules. Okay. All right. We're back to you, Zoila. We have music, culture, mama, history, family, television.
Let's go with mama.
Last mama. What's something a black mom might tell you before leaving school? Is it A, Don't let nobody play in your hair. B, come straight home. C, beat up your bullies or I'll beat on you. D, better have on everything you left here with when you get home.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Delia, I agree.
I'm torn. My mother never said, like, well, the only thing my mother did tell me was, you better come straight home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. But I didn't hear any of the other stuff.
Oh, wow.
You know, well, but I have known friends of mine who are like, you know, if you don't fight them back or beat them, then I'm going to beat you when you get home, you know, in case they got in a fight. So, oh, gosh, I'm going to say all of the above, even though my mom didn't tell me all that, but I've heard stories from others.
All of the above. Delia said all of the above. I agree with all of the above. Georgia Brown, your sugar, do you agree?
All of the above.
Rich sister?
I agree with the all of the above, although I didn't experience a lot of that.
Well, you did?
But
wow.
Somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying a lot of that. A lot of that I didn't, but I'm sure somebody mama did.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody from their mama.
Don't let nobody play in your hair. As a mama, I said that. I don't remember my mom
saying
that.
That's the one I got in trouble for.
I have said that to my daughter. And B, come straight home. Hell yeah, I heard that from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
C, beat up the bullies or I'll beat on you. I said that to my son. Beat up your bullies or I'll beat on you. It's D, no, I didn't say that, but I have heard that before. D, you better have on everything you left here. Now, I definitely have said that, and my mom have said that to me. So, yeah, all the above, I totally agree with you, Layla, on that one. All right.
I have to laugh.
Yeah.
I got to laugh because somebody, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I said I would have to laugh because somebody tried to jack me for that uniform.
We find them
faster. She'd be pissed because them uniforms were expensive. But then I got to go to public school, so I'd be fighting. You better be out there. Ain't nobody taking my clothes.
We was raised Catholic when we were in Chicago, so I went to Catholic school in uniforms with them. But my mom would just write, you know, she would tag our shit. Being as our shit, guess what? We know where it's tagged. So, you know, people like, even like now, it's like my daughter always had an issue with somebody stealing her shit. I would be so mad. And I still tagged it. They didn't care, with permanent marker. In places where, you know, they, you know, you wouldn't know, or even when it was obvious in the tags, I would put her initials, KO. Here. All right. So, Zoila, no worries on that one. All right, Delia, we have music, television, family, one history left, three cultures, and two datings.
Okay. I'll stick with culture again.
All right, culture, we have. What's something a visitor to your house bet not do without permission? Is it A, go in your refrigerator, B, lay in your bed, C, put their feet on your table, or D, shit in the bathroom?
All of the above.
I mean, if you gotta go, you gotta go. But I do not want to shit at nobody's house. I'm sorry.
I know. I had to say all of the above, but my first thought before the before the multiple choice came up was go in your refrigerator.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. I'd say all of the above with you because, mm-hmm. you know, going in the bathroom is the last thing I would do or I would hope somebody would do. But just have, you know, I keep spraying stuff in my bathroom and all
right.
that. So you'll be.
If you got to go, you got to go.
Right.
Hopefully there's some poopery or some spray or you got matches in your purse or something.
Yep.
Not the matches, quick.
Yep, matches do work.
I used to tell my grandson that he made the bathroom smell so bad we had to light a candle and say a prayer.
Okay.
Body Works or whatever. I buy those little spray things. I don't go nowhere without them because people fart on the plane and shit. And I have my little spray ready. I have it ready. I don't care where I'm at. And where it could be a concert, or whatever. If you're farting, if I smell something, I'm spraying. Shit. So I'm thinking everybody is in agreement with Billia. All the above.
Yes. All the above.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Jordan, I think that's culture.
Culture, okay. All right. What do you do when you're driving your car but notice it's on E? A, tell your job you're going to be late. B, stop at the nearest gas station. C, drive back home. Or D, say I know my car and keep driving.
Wait a minute, no, you forgot. They left out. Turn the radio down or off.
Turn
the radio off.
Crazy. Oh Lord, what do you do? Yeah. Driving your car, but notice it's on E. Woo.
Well, first of all, my car ain't going to ever be on E. My daddy beat that into our heads. When your car gets, it used to be to a half a tank. It treated like it's empty. Now I do it for three quarters because it's less pain with all that money going into the tank. I'd be like, I know my car. I'm going to keep going.
Yep. Okay. Delia said the same thing. What do you say, Zoila?
Yeah, I think, you know, once the fuel light comes on, I got another 10 miles, give or take. I keep going. And sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't.
That is so true. Say, I know my car and keep driving. What do you think, Rich Sister?
Same here.
Yeah, majority rule.
Pray to the Lord.
Yeah,
fill the tank up.
But turn that radio off because
I need to
drains
go stop. As you got the money to stop. Fill the tank up. Just fill it up a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't get that one about the radio.
It is a little off
me.
Oh, I've been with so many people who think that, okay, the gas is getting low. Turn the radio off. I'm like, food. Oh, I have heard it so many times, and I'd be looking, my eyes would get so big, they would hurt.
Wow.
Never heard that one. Talking about turning the radio.
I would laugh my head off if somebody did that, because I'm like, how do you think the radio is related to gas uses?
That's why I told you my eyes would hurt because I'd bug them out like, are you really serious?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, it doesn't drain. I crack up.
Anything, crank the radio up for the distraction.
Yeah, exactly.
If I can enjoy some great tunes.
While singing, car, don't stop me now. Instead of feet, don't fail me now. God, don't fail me now.
Yeah, I think we all say, you know, we agree with you. Y'all know our cars. Although, back in the day, I remember I would get caught up with running out of gas sometimes because I thought I knew my car. Shit.
You think you know me? The pump and had to push the car like the last few feet because the pump wouldn't move the gas. But I mean, I was at the gas station. I just had to get help to push the car the last few feet up to the pump.
Girl, I ran out of gas in the McDonald's drive-through window. Talk about it.
You went to McDonald's when you didn't have no gas.
You go to
the second window. I can't. They told her they can't pick it up.
Oh, my gosh, Doyla, that is so embarrassing.
Yeah, you had to get Triple A had to take you to the second one.
No, the man who was driving behind me, he wanted to get his food, so he got out and pushed my car out the way.
Oh, my God.
He just rolled me into a spot.
Oh,
I was good. M-G.
He's like, I gotta get my quarter pounder. Move.
You know, you taking a chance. Your shit is almost on E, and you get it a drive through.
But I know my car. I thought I did.
I know. Well, you just family didn't know it. Cause that's such.
You're like, can I work an hour for it? You want me to cook some fries? Can I work for it?
Mop the floor. My first car died, not with me driving, but my boyfriend at the time. It died on the Bay Bridge.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Yeah, my very first car, that's how that car died on the Bay Bridge. My boyfriend had it. He was coming back from Oakland. And it died on the Bay Bridge and had to get towed off the bridge.
Oh, my God.
Scary.
That traffic jam on the Bay Bridge.
It just absolutely failed. This was like around 83 or 84.
Yeah.
I think that happened.
Yeah. In the 80s, it was just common to run out of gas. I don't know why, because gas was cheap as hell. But
I know.
I did it, though. I ain't going to lie. I had got my car.
But that wasn't running out of gas. The car just absolutely died because this was back in the day when they still had leaded fuel. And I had a car that was unleaded only, but it didn't have the kind of pump that you couldn't put leaded fuel in there. So my damn cheap-ass boyfriend put leaded fuel in my unleaded only tank. And
And be like, you're going to go buy me an unleaded car. engine damage.
Yep, killed my first car with leaded fuel.
Well, this is really for a Freaky Friday day story, but me and one of my good friends, we're driving, and we run out of gas, and we're like maybe the gas station. We were on our way to the gas station, and it just did not get there. We're at the light. Gas station is just right there. So she's in the car, I'm in the car, so we get out. She gets out to start pushing while I steer. And the driver is out pushing, and it was a Volkswagen, so it was easy to push. And so I'm out on the driver, start pushing, and she's in the back. So this man... And it's like around evening time. It's on a Friday night. It's busy, kind of. People on the street walking. So this one man helps us push. He starts to help push. So I jump back in the car to, you know, since now we got more power. So then I jump back in the car. Then all of a sudden, she comes running and jumps in the car and slams the goddamn door, screaming. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, she's like talking, right? She couldn't get it out. So the man comes around to the side and has his penis out and smashed it against my
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Are screaming. Then he goes back around. He pushes us all the way to the gas station and then disappear.
Wow, that was messed up.
I was so scared, and he was a white man. So pink all up against the goddamn window, really scary now. So.
Oh my God! You said white man. That just made me think about the movie Girls Trip.
But it, I would never forget that. It was devastating to me. It was traumatic to both of us. And I had, you know, back then I had the little bat, the little. So then, you know, we're hunk, because I'm honking the horn, right? I'm honking, and so this man on a motorcycle got off and helped push. He helped him push it, right? So I'm honking the horn and stuff, pointing back at him because the man with the motorcycle, you know, he had help. He came up.
Yeah.
He said, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" I said, the man right there. He disappeared. The man that was helping him push had disappeared. He had slipped his penis back in his pants, I guess, once the man, the other man motorcycle helped us. But, and then so we pump the gas and everything, and then we drive out and we see him right on the corner.
Wait for another victim.
Wow.
I could not believe it. It was so traumatic. And I had one of those little baby Dodger bats. I was ready to beat his ass with it. But, oh, my God.
Not the short bat.
That shit was so cool. Oh, my God. I would never forget that. I would never. Oh, my God. It was insane. All right. Let's get back to it. Julia, your turn. I believe.
Oh, it's my turn again. Okay. No, I don't think so. Who just went?
Who just went? Zoila?
Me. What was this? I think it was me. I think it was me.
Oh, it was Gab, yeah. So it's your sister's turn. My apology. Your sister's turn. We have dating, music, history, television, and family. That's it.
Okay, I'm going to go with family.
Okay. All right. At which event is someone from your family most likely to start some mess? A, a baby shower. B, a funeral. C, a barbecue. Or D, a wedding. At which event is someone from your family most likely to start some mess?
That can be all of the above.
Okay.
Yeah, it can pop off anywhere.
All of the above. Okay. I agree with all of the above. What about you guys? Y'all too? Baby shark, barbecue.
Yep, all the above.
Oh, my God.
Even the baby shower.
Okay, even the baby shower. They don't care.
Yeah, because you know she don't know for real who the baby daddy is.
Who the baby daddy is, exactly.
Oh, what? Okay.
That's debatable. No, I'm just kidding.
And then now it's this trend now, they do these gender reveal things.
Oh, yeah.
Then with the addition of that now, them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, folks be getting mad, upset. It's not a boy. I'm like, okay, well, get
that
over it.
So
weddings. Like, y'all do what we used to do.
Love.
Wait till they have it and say, what is it? It was a boy. It was a girl. Oh.
I think I do now, get some liquor in them and somebody going to fuck up. So we already know. They going to F it up.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, we're back to you already, Zoila. If you guys want to participate, I see people in the studio. If you want to participate in Black Card Revolt, press the number 1 or go in the chat room, whichever you feel like. I didn't do any advertising for this show today, so my apologies. All right, Zoila, we have family, we have dating. We have music, history, and television.
I'm going to go with family.
All right. Which song is a staple at the family cookout? Is it A, Never Too Much, Never Too Much, Luther Vandross, Before I Let Go, Maze? C, It's Like Candy, Cameo. D, Outstanding, Gap Band.
Oh, this is hard.
Excited. Ooh. So exciting.
Hey. Make me wanna shout. A staple. Oh, you know, it's like you got to have the Luther, but Maze and Frankie Beverly, I have to go with that one.
Frankie Beverly, Before I Let Go?
Oh, wait. It's not the group. It's the song. Is that it?
No, it's Maze. It's Maze. Before I Let Go, Maze. That's the one you're picking, right? Okay. Julia said Never Too Much, Luther Vandross. Okay. And I would say for my family cookout, it's probably going to be Before I Let Go, too. What about you, Rich Sister?
Yep, Maze, Before I Let Go.
Yep.
No question. And, hear that all the time.
Every cookout. What about you, Georgia Brown Sugar?
I'm going to say all of the above, but
all of the above.
Before I Let Go.
I agree with you, but if I had to pick one, all of it's going to be Before I Let Go because I'm standing right there. And then Candy, Cameo, we play that in Never Too Much. Yes, all of them.
But you know what really surprised me out of that list? The first song I thought of was Kool & the Gang, Celebration.
Celebration is definitely replayed. It's definitely back in, I think, probably in the 80s. But Maze, too, though. Maze been around. That song been around.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think Celebration should have been on there, too. I agree with you, Delia. All right. Well, Joyla, you point. And, Julia, you still strong at 3 points. I think you're going to keep your card because we'll be done with this game. If not today, we will be done with it.
I'm scratching and fighting.
You scratching and fighting? Well, it's your turn. Got dating, music, history, family, and television.
I'm going to try to go back in the deep, dark recesses of my mind and try dating.
Okay.
Good.
All right. What name do you think your grandmother called your granddaddy back in the... Wait, let me start this over. What name do you think your grandmother called your granddaddy in the bedroom back in the day? Was it A, Daddy? Or was it B, Hey there, Long John? C, Baby? Or D, Mister?
Oh, Lord. I'm just going to say baby because I can't imagine my grandmother saying any of them.
Long John? Will you say Georgia Brown Sugar?
I'm going to say baby. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to say baby. Ooh, wait a minute, my voice. Wait a second. Excuse me. I'm going to say baby, but like Delia said, I can't imagine. Even thinking of my grandparents and getting busy. So I'd be like, ooh.
Okay. It's hard.
I know they did because grandmother had 4 kids and that survived and one that didn't, but still.
Well, yeah, they were getting busy back then.
They were. That's half 15 and 16 and 20 kids. So definitely getting busy.
One of my uncles is 11 years older than me. And I turned and I said, I finally realized it, you know, as a grown woman. And I said, Grandma, you was getting busy back then? Oh, snap.
She said, Baby.
Get on the phone out of here.
You say baby too, Zoila? I would say baby too because I couldn't imagine my grandparents, you know, saying Long John at all or even Mr.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Now, Daddy.
I would go with. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I said baby too.
No,
really
quick. I'm going to say baby. I mean, people today say daddy, but I think it was more popular back then to say just baby.
Yeah. I agree, because I was saying the same thing, Zoila. I said, in this day and time, you know, it's daddy. you know, and then when she called me daddy. Boy, sit down.
Yeah.
What do you say, your sister? You ain't my daddy.
I know, because that and I had a younger guy, you know, quite a bit younger guy that I was involved with, because, you know, I tend to attract those. But
mm-hmm.
and he wanted me to call him daddy all the time, and that just mm-hmm. irritated the crap out of me.
Yep.
You know, I probably had to leave him alone because he just got too weird for me.
You know, if he had, you know, you say it to get what you want. So just so you know, if you're gonna say it, you're getting something. Out of it. If you want to be my daddy provides for me. Okay.
Kelly,
now, I'll just go with the majority with the baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what time is it? Already time to go, y'all?
No, we got 10 minutes.
Oh, we got more time.
10 minutes, yeah, okay. I saw the thing pop up. Okay, cool. You said majority, okay, so yeah. Baby.
Ooh,
baby
ooh,
is
I win on that one again.
Okay. All right. Georgia Brown Sugar? What category would you like?
What do we have left now again?
We have one dating left. We have plenty of television, plenty of music, one history, and a few family. We getting down to the bare bones, y'all.
I'm going to go to family.
Okay. How do black parents apologize? Is it A, they say, come eat, baby. B, say you want to come to the store. C, you need money. Or D, they don't.
Right?
They don't. They don't.
Okay, you said they don't. What did you say, Zoila?
They don't.
Okay.
My parents didn't apologize for nothing. They're like, they meant what they said. It is what it is.
I said what I said. Your sister, what do you think?
I'm with that. They don't.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to say. I apologize to your child. And that's a trip. They don't. You're right. I would say all of the above before that. Delia said, come eat, baby. And yes, that is a way of
food. That's the thing with the food.
You need money? You need money? Because that would be me. You need some money? Or you want to come to the store?
I wish.
You know, and that was a way of apology, but the majority is they don't. They don't, y'all. They don't. Black parents will not apologize. Well, now today, in this day and time, we do. We do apologize. We have to. It's a different environment, different culture.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, baby. I apologize because I do. I definitely do it with my grandbaby, and you know, with my grown adult kids. All right, rich sister. We got one dating left. We have music, history, one history, two families, and a few televisions. And televisions are absolute answers. It's either or. You got to get them right or not. And music is also like that, too. A couple of...
I'll do family.
Okay. Okay, wait till we get to this. If you wake up Saturday morning to hear loud music playing, what might you be expected to do? Is it A, go have breakfast? B, start deep cleaning? C, go to Bible study? Or D, go play outside?
I'm going to go with the deep cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Zoila, what do you think?
Oh, yes.
That's
on a Saturday morning, you get up,
yep.
You put your record
loud
on,
music.
And you clean the house. Yep.
Georgia Brown Sugar?
D. definitely the deep cleaning.
Yep, yep. Everybody says that. Gillian says it.
Unanimous.
I totally agree. You hear that music, you know it's time to get up. Buckets out, washing walls, air, all the above. Washing clothes.
Yep.
We doing everything.
Shining the brass.
Yep.
Where's the brass hanging out the window?
Okay, that's old school. They don't do that no more, but yeah.
Oh, they don't. I was just going to say that. I was going to say that. When I, with me and my kids, I got up playing music. I'm the one who got up and did the deep cleaning. They asses in the room in the bed still on a Saturday.
Right.
Either that or they got some type of activity, you know what I mean, that they are involved in, some sports or something that they got to get up and go to. You know, mostly.
That's what's wrong with these small kids today. They don't know like you know.
You're right. Because, I mean, my mom had them buckets out. We was washing walls. Our walls was always clean. We didn't have no dirty walls. That's one thing we did not have. No goddamn six kids in the house. She didn't have to worry about nothing. So, everything was clean. Once my father passed away, and he was a military man, shit.
Oh,
you already know.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't. No, I know me. It's funny. I didn't do many chores, and maybe that wasn't a good thing.
You were spoiled, Richard.
Because Saturday morning, I was watching the cartoons. That was Saturday morning was the cartoons and the going out.
You was the spoiled one. I was the youngest out of six, and I didn't get away with shit like that. I still had to clean up. All right, Rich Sister, what category? We got family, history, music, dating.
I just went. That was me on that question.
Oh, my bad. I don't know why I thought it was a bigger. I'm tired, y'all. Okay, back to you, Zoila. My apologies. We have music, history, family, television, and one dating left.
I'm going back to family.
All right, this is the last family. What's the one thing that only the older people in your family do on social media? Is it A, take their selfies too close? B, post videos talking about nothing? C, DM you chain messages? DM you chain messages, or D, post inspirational quotes.
Oh. Oh my gosh. All right, so this is for the older people. They don't take a lot of selfies, unfortunately, if they're older.
But they take them too close. Yeah, they said take their selfies too close.
Okay, can you quickly, can you tell me the other couple of options?
Sure. Take their selfies too close. B, post videos talking about nothing. C, DM you chain messages. Or D, post inspirational quotes. Oh, we got 1 minute.
Post inspirational quotes.
Okay, what do you say, Gab?
I'm going to say all of the above.
All of the above, okay, yep. What do you say, Delia? We got 1 minute.
I'm all of the above.
All of the above, Rich Sister?
Yep, all of the above. I haven't seen all that.
Okay, Zoila, that means you lost a point because you said
the quote,
post-inspirational quote, and I believe all of them, too. I believe that as well, y'all. So you down to 4 points, but you know what? We don't have that many cards left. When we come back next Thursday.